So today my talk is The Journey to Freedom. So I have a story for you. And years ago, a famous golfer, he went and he accepted an invitation from the king of Saudi Arabia to play golf. And so they had a wonderful time. They played golf for a couple of weeks. And the king asked the golfer, the professional golfer, what would you like as a gift? And the golfer says, I don't need a gift. And the king said, you have to accept a gift from me for the fun that I've had this week. Anything you want, the king insisted. So the golfer thought about it and he said, well, I collect golf courses, golf clubs, he said. And so he said, if you could give me a golf club, that would be just fine. The prince said, the king said, no, it's done. So weeks went by and finally the golfer received a, you know, he thought about it and he said, well, maybe there'll be a gold putter. Herbal like that one. Or maybe a diamond-studded sand wedger. Is it wedge? Wedger. So pretty soon a letter arrives, and inside the golfer discovers a deed to 500-acre golf course in the United States. See the difference between what the king thought was a golf club to what the golfer thought. Sometimes kings think differently, don't they? They think differently than we do. And today our journey to freedom means each one of us needs to up our game. Up our game of life. We are being asked to expand our thinking beyond, because God is greater and is our source. And God is the king of our life. And so as the golfer received from the king, you have the mighty power exactly serving you the same way. Yes?
Yeah.
Because you see, we talk about this a lot here, don't we? It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So this morning, I'm going to invite each and every one of us to accept that we have that power within us that as we ask, we do receive. This morning, in some of my reading, I came across with Florence Shovel Shin. I love her work. She's so clear and she's so sweet. And I'm reading this morning in my prayer time, and I read, God appreciates you. Now, I know God loves me. I know God guides me. I know that God directs my life. I feel it. I accept it. But I had never thought until this morning that God appreciates me. Now, let's think about that for a moment. I don't know about you, but we keep looking for people or things to appreciate us. Do you really need it if you know in this moment that God appreciates you? You are the living, breathing, loving presence of God. God so loves each and every one of us. And when we really get that, then why would we not be appreciated by God? Yes?
Yeah.
Makes sense. I thought, whoa, that's a good piece this morning. So our journey to freedom begins with programming our minds for success. Anybody programming their mind for failure? No. Good. You're right on target. Because you see, dwelling on the positive, our life moves into that positive direction. Negative thinking will create a negative life. We know this, yes? Simple. And yet, sometimes we get stuck in it, don't we? I do. If you expect defeat or limitation, as you believe, so shall it be. Now, these are the principles of science of mind. It is the belief that draws to us the condition of our life. I am victorious. I am attracting greater good every day. journey to freedom begins with what we tell ourselves every moment of every day. Our journey to freedom begins with what we believe. I love this. A Course in Miracles says, I can see this differently. I was a devout student of the Course in Miracles for 7 years. It's a great course, complicated, but there's some beautiful pearls in it. I can see this differently. If right now, somewhere in your life, some aspect of your life you're struggling, let's just stop in this moment, this morning, and take a breath. And open the door to something greater as we say to ourselves, I can see this differently. Just open. I can see this differently. Are you willing to do that? You don't have to get the answer right away. We just want to say, I can see this differently, and I'm willing to see it differently. Yes?
Yes.
Because you see, once we get willing to see something differently, Spirit's going to move in and create an atmosphere where it will definitely show up. Open to Spirit's amazing willingness to assist you. God wants to create a life for you that is greater than you could ever imagine. However, we got to open that door. Our freedom is dependent on the choices we make. Everybody breathe into that. When we choose to see an event differently, we open to the thoughts of victory. We open to hope. We open to guidance. This is what we want to do, is to stay open and receptive. Every day it's up to each one of us to choose who and what we will serve. Will we let the Spirit of life serve us, to come into partnership with us, to guide us through every moment, every event, every circumstance? Today, will you serve your victorious thinking and your victorious beliefs? Everybody breathe in that. See, because our freedom begins with the choices we make. And yeah, life's asking a lot of us right now. I know this. I know you know this. However, we, no matter what we're being asked of in this moment, it is our calling to come back, because we're spiritually based people. To come back to this light of truth, this love that God is for you, as you, and within you. Choosing an attitude of gratitude and giving thanks for everything. It will amaze you how much life will and does and wants to support you. This is what I know to be true. Years ago, I worked on the prayer line, and I know I've said this before, but this morning, as I'm putting this talk together, I thought of this, and I said, oh, I need to repeat this again. And years ago, when I was on the prayer line, this woman would call us every time I was on that line. And she would give me her long list of what she wished to have for a prayer request. And then she would always finish with, and I want you to pray that my refrigerator keeps running. And so the first time I thought, you know, it's kind of a joke. And I did this great prayer. And then when I finished, she said, you didn't say that you prayed for my refrigerator to keep running. I said, you're right. I apologize. And I did it again. So I had her again. And I made sure that the next time I prayed for her, I said, I prayed for her refrigerator to keep running. You see, she listened. She listened to what it was that she was creating an atmosphere of what to ask for. Ask and you shall be given. Knock and the door shall be open. But she taught me to be thankful for everything in my life, especially the appliances. When was the last time you blessed your appliances? I have to tell you, because of this woman, I do it all the time. Every time I go to my washing machine, I bless it. I say, thank you for cleaning my clothes. I expect everything in my house to work. And it does. I expect my, and I bless my refrigerator. Keeps everything cold. I bless my car every time I get in and it starts up and it just does perfectly. When we start from those places of our blessing, you see, everything then becomes supporting us. Everything is there to serve each and every one of us. And being grateful to God and to our car, to our appliances, and to our daily life serving us and our every need creates a foundation of greater good to come into our life. Yes? So we're all going to go home and bless our refrigerators and our stoves and all those great appliances. And that I turn the water on and it runs. God bless. We take things for granted. And it means that the abundance, the flow of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God will flow even greater when we appreciate all that we already have. We start our day deep in faith with the overflowing gratitude. We open ourselves to experiencing greater good in everything that takes place. When we choose to live from our faith and live in God's favor, you live in God's favor. How good is that? And God appreciates you. Good as that. This is our journey to freedom. Choices we make, our state of mind, our beliefs are great keys to our freedom. I realize that more and more as I got that this morning, that God appreciates me. I thought, what else do I need? I am blessed. I am lifted up in God's love. I live in and am surrounded by the grace of God. Now, I just want to tell you, I just had my first COVID shot 2 weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, on Thursday, I started to break out. My arm where I got the shot, it's all broken out. It welted and itching. And in the moment, I started to get scared, and I thought, oh my gosh, I won't be able to take the next shot. And I said, stop. What is happening here is my body is building a shield of positive barrier to any illness, any disease, any germs. Yes?
Yes.
That's what it's doing. It's not against me. It's building a shield for me. See the difference? Go either way. It's our choice. The journey to freedom starts in our thinking. We know this, don't we, in Science of Mind? So I keep saying, even when this thing itches, my body is adapting, my body is adjusting, and it's building the shield of defense. Praise God. I don't know about you, but this is much more fun to live this way than to live fearful. I'm safe from any illness. See, everything always works out for me. That's one of my most favorite sayings. Even when I'm deep in the middle of something, everything always works out for me. I want you to say that mentally, or say it out loud if you want. Everything always works out for me. Yes?
Yes.
Everything always work out for you?
Yes.
Good. Hallelujah. Because you see, when we keep saying that, then we open the door for there to be a way for the greater truth to be revealed to us, because we are absolute faith-based people. Yes?
Yes.
Of course we are. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. You would be glad to have the doors open. Thank you, God. Is there a place right now in your life where correcting your thinking could change the outcome? Is there a place right now where changing your thinking could change the outcome? Breathe in. It's there for you. See, we've each been given the power to choose. It's up to you. It's up to me what we choose. What will you choose today? Here's a practice I love. Before my feet even touch the ground in the morning, before I hit the floor, I give thanks for this new day. I give thanks for the adventure that I'm going to have this day with God, with the Spirit of life. I give thanks in advance for the good that is absolutely lovingly, gracefully coming to me. I give thanks for all the goodness of this day. I give thanks for the miracles in advance. Because like I told you a couple of weeks ago, when Tony and I come into the office, first thing I ask is, what's your miracle today? Because we look for our miracles. And we find them. So I'm going to invite you to do that. Where's your miracle? What is your miracle? It's simple things. It's the simple things that when we appreciate them and when we value the simple things in life, then we do open to the miracles. We open to the greater good. What will you bless today? What will you choose today? I don't know about you, I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to choose ease. That everything goes smoothly. Want to join me in that?
Yeah.
Good. Today I choose to be kind and gentle with myself first, and then with everyone else. First for me. We never know what the day will bring. We never know what's ahead for us. However, when we establish our day in faith, establish our day in faith and in the power and the glory of pure spirit, God, whatever name you use, our freedom journey is guaranteed. Yeah, are there going to be bumps on the road? Certainly. But we'll change those bumps to enhance our lives. We're going to open the door to the greater good that God has in store for you today and that God has in store for me, and great things are coming to you today. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you accepting?
Yes.
I am. Good. Then let's do it together so that we can share this good everywhere we go today to the rest of the people around us. Yes?
Yeah.
Good. So let's just take that into prayer. And we begin this prayer with knowing and accepting that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing presence by whatever name. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. The very glory that shines within me and shines within you, for we recognize that the beloved place where God shows up is uniquely, beautifully, wonderfully desiring to express in and through and as your very being. This is what I know to be true. You're right where you are. You're full to overflowing with the grace, the love, the guidance, Oh, yeah. And that God appreciates you all the time. I know and accept that where there's a need for a healing, I call forth the miracle-working power of God to awaken greater in your life as the shield of love, as the shield of healing, as the shield of wholeness. This is what I know to be true. Right here, right now. We call upon it, and by your faith shall you be made whole. This is what I know. So we open the door to our faith and we let it in. We allow it. We give it welcome. And we say, thank you, Father, Mother, God. Thank you, Divine Presence, for guiding me through this day, for always being present, always being available. And we breathe into that. And we allow the mystery and the miracles to take place in each and every one of our lives, because we have opened all the doors and all the windows, and we allow the fullness of this that we know is the truth to flow into our lives in a greater way. And we give thanks in advance for this. As we are each and every one of us lifted up beyond conditions, beyond situations, where we can see clearly, where we can receive the blessings of this day and the blessings of each other. And so I just release this, my powerful word, into that ever-living, loving law of God. That law that always says, yes, you are my beloved. Returning to and through each and every one of us, filled up to overflowing. We recognize it in ourselves and within each other that we are full of it. And we let it walk with us, guide us, and reveal to us how loved we are. And we just let it be so. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.